times I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. Like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. And it's like, I need time to figure these things out. And there's always someone there going, "Hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? We need to maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better." And I go, "No, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself." And they go, "Well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if we talk about it. So why don't you talk about it?" I go, "No, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself." But they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me, they just fill them inside. Excuse me, it's too excited to come and pray with my God. You will not understand, I pray what you just see the way. I'm not drinking,
here's the decision.
You're the one that's drinking,
here's the decision.
You're driving me crazy,
here's the decision.
They stick me in an institution, said what's the only solution to give me needed for better love to take me from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything, but then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her, and then she started screaming, "Mike, Mike!" And I go, "What? What's the matter?" She goes, "What's the matter with you?" I go, "There's nothing wrong, Mom." She goes, "Don't tell me that, you're on drugs!" I go, "No, Mom, I'm not on drugs, I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi?" She goes, "No, you're on drugs!" I go, "Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking." She goes, "No, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way." I go, "Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi." And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. I was sitting in my room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up the chair and they sat down. They go, "Mike, we need to talk to you." And I go, "Okay, what's the matter?" They go, "Me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need." And I go, "Wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your schools, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities."
Doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.